Twice a week, Jean Rourke travels to Whole Foods Market, a nationwide natural foods grocery chain. She diligently reads labels to find the best organic produce for her husband and two young sons. When it comes to feeding her children, Rourke's willing to pay more for produce that's not treated with pesticides. Today, the organic ginger root she buys to make her salad dressing is $6.99, three times more than its conventionally grown counterpart.
I'm going to be feeding this to my family, and I want to know that when they lift that fork full of salad with the salad dressing on it, it's going to be the healthiest product I can put on the table for them. I don't want them to eat something in a high concentration that could contain any kind of pesticide.
Rourke's concern over pesticides started just after her first son was born. While she didn't work with arsenic herself, she learned that the chemical was used extensively in her childhood home to treat wood. After she discovered her father had high arsenic levels in his blood, she decided to get her breast milk tested.
I found that I had a lot of pesticides in my breast milk despite all the care I have taken. The comfort was that I was far below the normal amounts, but I was still stunned with all the steps I take to find that I had pesticides and metals in my breast milk.
EPA agrees that Rourke is right to be concerned about pesticide levels, especially when it comes to children. A new federal law, called the Food Quality Protection Act, will require the agency to take a closer look at how pesticides affect the health of children. Gary Guzzi is EPA's chief policy advisor. He says that children are particularly vulnerable. That's because they consume proportionally larger quantities of fruits and vegetables than adults.
For the first time under this law, we look specifically at the effects upon children. And we look at not only a single pesticide, but we look at how pesticides work together. We look not only at how children may be exposed to pesticides from a single food that they eat, but from all the foods that they eat, from the water that they drink, from the areas where they may play, where there might be pesticide in contact with the ground.
The law requires that EPA re-examine 300 pesticides currently on the market. The first category to be reviewed is a class of chemicals called organophosphates. Organophosphates are widely applied to produce like apples, corn, beans, peaches, and grapes. Gary Guzzi says it's appropriate to look at organophosphates first because they could potentially be especially dangerous to children.
Organophosphates as a whole operate on the nervous systems of insects, and the concern is that it can affect the growth and development of children's nervous systems as well, brain functions, and a variety of other health effects that are of significant concern.
Depending upon what EPA finds after its review, it could reduce the amount of organophosphates that are allowed on crops or ban certain pesticides altogether. Guzzi says it's likely that there will be a push to reduce the amount of pesticides. Environmentalists hope EPA's study will lead to a phase-out of organophosphates. Lori Mott is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
As many as 1 million children each day may be getting exposed to organophosphate levels in their food above the amount the EPA considers safe for adults. So we are concerned that we're, in essence, doing an experiment on our children in terms of exposing them to pesticides that we know are toxic to their nervous system, and we think that this should be stopped.
But the agricultural industry hopes EPA won't move too fast to get rid of organophosphates. Margaret Spike is with the American Crop Protection Association. She says that organophosphates play a crucial role in keeping our food safe.
The organophosphates, insecticides, are very important to food and agricultural production in this country, and they're considered to be the main line of defense on fruits and vegetables and field crops to fight pests. They're broad spectrum in that they can work on a number of different crops to fight a number of different pests, and they're also inexpensive.
Spike says she welcomes EPA's study because organophosphates have been thoroughly tested and are safe. And she hopes the agency will stick to the science in making its decision and realize the vital role of organophosphates.
We're watching closely EPA's implementation of this new law, and we hope that when EPA makes decisions on these products, that they really closely examine whether there are any alternatives for farmers to use if these products are eliminated.
However, many farmers are anticipating more stringent regulations and are gearing up to use safer alternatives. They're pioneering a farming method called integrated pest management, which tries to minimize pesticide use. Philip Corson is president of the Cherry Marketing Institute in Lansing, Michigan.
In the cherry industry in particular, we have seen a widespread adoption of integrated pest management because of the economic side of the equation primarily is what's driven it. How can we reduce chemical inputs in the field? Now, most of our production is close to water, so we're very concerned about any kind of environmental problems that we have as it relates to water as well.
But Corson says that while IPM reduces pesticide applications, it's not a substitute for the use of pesticides altogether. He says pesticides will always need to be a part of the farmer's mix. The EPA's Gary Guzzi believes the agency can strike a delicate balance between protecting children's health and at the same time minimizing economic disruption to the farming industry. They've assembled a diverse panel of industry, environmentalists, and health professionals to help them weigh the evidence. EPA study is expected to be completed by the summer of next year. Until EPA makes its decision, Guzzi suggests a couple of steps that parents can take to minimize exposure to pesticide residue. He says they should run produce under tap water and always peel fruits and vegetables for small children. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Edelson-Halpert in Ann Arbor, Michigan.